disaster, disaster, explosion dripping through the paint and plaster, disaster.
You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. I am Brandon Weatherby, and I'm with my very good friend Amy Barlag.
Hello.
Who is visiting from the awful city of New York City.
Aw, come on.
No, I think that's awfully fair. You moved to New York, was it 3 years ago now?
Three years ago.
3 years ago now. You moved for a job.
I did.
Are you glad you moved for the job?
No. Biggest regret was moving from Chicago to New York City.
That's the biggest regret of your life. That's pretty good for the worst regret of your life.
Sure.
I mean, it's not like I had 18 kids and I lost 17. You didn't have to. You didn't lose an organ.
No, just my heart.
Did you really? Aww. You didn't lose your. Well, that's the thing, though.
I
You're not.
My heart in Chicago.
You didn't like Chicago when you were here.
I did at the end.
When the end, being what year was that? If we can do basic math, 05.
2005.
2005 in the fall, actually. So yeah. It really has been like exactly 3 years.
Yeah, that my 3 year anniversary at my company was October 19th.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
In completely normal, non-crazy ways.
Yeah.
Because, you didn't take over the company.
No.
They didn't erect a statue yet.
No, not yet.
You did not go to school for what you're doing.
Correct.
You went to school with me at DePaul University, for
That's
better
true.
Or worse, and you were an English major.
I was. And sociology minor.
Sociology minor. Why were you only a minor? Why sociology? Why English over sociology?
Because I transferred in, and I wouldn't have had enough credits to complete a double major.
Which would you have preferred to do?
Neither of them really get you anywhere, so.
Okay, in an ideal world, tomorrow you can start your ideal job. What are you going to be doing?
I wish I knew.
You hang out? Nap a lot? You like sleep? You
I
like
do
food?
Like to sleep.
You like food? You don't like New York City? Where would you live?
Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think you only like it so much because you aren't here?
Maybe. I think I've probably glorified it a little bit in my mind.
What is the best part about it?
I just like the overall feeling of the city. I like the wide streets. I like the friendly people. I like the neighborhoods.
Do you find that it's friendlier than New York City?
Oh, yes.
You live in Queens. You work in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And you're moving to Long Island City.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are they all the same? It's the same type of people? Are they mean? They nice? Because I don't think where you live and where you work are nearly alike at all.
No. Where I live is Forest Hills, Queens, and it's very residential.
Yeah.
And it's older. There's probably when five people under 65.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
not
one
it's
of
not
them.
Like historically old.
No,
it's literally old.
The demographic
people.
Is old
yes.
people.
Yeah, which
old
is
retired
fine.
People, and it's actually a it was a wealthy, predominantly wealthy Jewish neighborhood. Actually,
is it still predominantly Jewish?
I don't know if it's predominantly Jewish, but there are a lot of Jewish people
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it's clean.
It's very clean
for New York City. It's really clean
and tree-lined streets.
Yeah.
And
it's weird because you're right off the highway, too, so mm-hmm. you wouldn't think that.
Yeah, it's very close to Shea Stadium.
Which will be new. We went to a game.
Too.
I dragged Amy. I am a giant Cubs fan. Amy hates... Doesn't you hate baseball or you just don't care?
It's just not my thing.
Not your thing. I dragged her, too, and I thank you for that. But we went to Shea Stadium, which I would have to say is the worst stadium I've ever been to. I had a great time, but that is the ugliest school ever. Anyways, you're not thrilled with your current position. You don't hate it, you're just not
correct.
Completely enthralled with it. And like a lot of English graduates I know, you want to go to grad school.
Yeah.
So you're currently studying for the GRE.
I'm taking the class. I'm not really studying.
When do you think you're going to take the test?
Probably 3 months from the completion of the class, and the class ends very end of November.
What,
so probably 3 months from there.
What programs are you looking at? You have no idea.
I don't know. This is the difficult thing is mm-hmm. I don't really know what I want to do with the rest of my life. And I think that grad school, you kind of need to have some idea of what it is you want to do
Why?
In order to invest in, grad school.
Why?
I don't know, because it's another couple years that you're in school. It's a lot of money.
Do you want to go to school full time?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I'd really like to be able to do that, because when I did undergrad, I worked all the time.
Yeah,
and
you
I
worked at a
like
hotel, mm-hmm. and you worked at a tea company.
Mm-hmm.
What else? You worked kind of promotions.
Yeah, movie promotions. Yeah.
You were at the hotel for a long time.
Yeah. I worked at the W store and the W at Lakeshore.
Yes.
I worked there forever.
What's for, I don't
two
think
and a half years?
That
three
is forever.
Years, maybe?
That's forever.
I got that job maybe 3 months after I moved to Chicago, and I quit when I left.
That is a long time.
So I was there. I was one of the first employees when they opened the store.
Wow.
So.
You have the, my
wow.
That
that's
is crazy.
Impressive.
You were grandfathered in for all the crazy cool shit. You dealt with Mitch Hedberg once. That's the only celebrity story I remember.
Cat Power came in one time.
Wow, was she just as
crazy.
Boring looking in life?
She was super weird, and she's wearing these big yellow plastic boots. Mm-hmm. And she came in, and my manager was in the store, who's awesome, awesome guy, and a really big
Cat Power fan.
I didn't realize it was her, but she was super wacky, and she was looking at all the jewelry and touching everything and trying everything on, and got all up in his face and asked him if he liked a pair of earrings that she tried on. She was just goofy.
Okay. Did she tip you?
No.
Do they often tip you?
No, unless they bought $9 cigarettes with a 10, then they'd give me the dollar.
Really?
Yeah. Although one time when I worked at the City Center store, okay. I got a $250 tip, which was pretty much the coolest thing ever.
Did you have to blow the guy?
No.
That's great.
No, he was on some sort of tour, like a rap tour, and he was like, it's not my room, and he charged it to the room.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's a hotel, so
nice.
You can just tip.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do. You should have told me that. I could have just done that all the time.
Sorry.
That's your loss. I don't care.
My loss? Your loss?
No. I could have tipped you.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have had a room to send it to.
No. Meet somebody in the bar, then go up with
like
them.
A lady?
Or a dude. I don't care. I'm making money here. I don't
no,
know.
No, I'm making money.
And I'm having a good time. So it's. No, I didn't say anything sexual. I just want to hang
made
out.
It sexual. Got
that's
it.
That's not right. My actually. My friends did that at the W kind of on accident. They met these girls, and they're gay, so they ended up just scamming them. And by scamming them, I mean, like, drinking all their booze until they ran out.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then they stole all the champagne or whatever from the minibar and then called them from,
awesome.
Like, two blocks away. So it was a fun time.
Why'd they call them? I don't get it.
To rub it in their faces.
Like,
which is like, guess who's check the minibar? Which is one of the cruelest, cruelest things you can do.
Christina Aguilera came in one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was like...
For those who can't
three
see...
3 feet tall.
She's
very
tall.
Short and very orange.
Yeah, if you're not in this room...
She had a lot of makeup on.
Okay, what year was this? This is way before the baby.
Yeah, it was before the baby. It was when she just got married, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's something.
Yeah.
Was she nice?
Yeah, she was, actually. She bought she bought a bra and some underpants.
Okay.
And a teddy bear. And then she picked him out, and then her man came in and paid for him. It was a good combination, right?
It sounds like these two were on their first vacation ever, and they, like, snuck away from their parents.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you a teddy bear. That's kind of cute and really dumb.
Yeah.
How many teddy bears do you think she owns?
I don't know. Maybe
it's
a lot.
It's not too sanitary to keep teddy bears, I thought. I thought they're essentially just giant dust suckers.
Maybe. You know what? Actually, what's funny is she stayed at the W anytime. Mm-hmm. She stayed at that particular W anytime she was in town. And she would sleep in her self-tanners. So she had to buy the sheets every time.
Really?
But she'd stay in the really expensive suites. And the sheets are super expensive. So she bought the sheets literally every single time. And I would assume she probably did that at all hotels. So,
why would she do that?
To be as orange as possible, I suppose.
But I don't get what. Okay, I won't understand.
I don't know.
I need to go to grad school for that.
It's a great little factoid, don't you think?
That's a very interesting factoid.
See, interesting things happen when you work in a hotel. The best was when people would come in and buy condoms.
Keep going.
And would be very, you know, shady about it. One time, this guy came in and he came in and he sort of mumbled, "Condoms." And I was like, I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear you, because I legitimately didn't hear him. And then he, like, kind of pointed to where they were, and I was like, oh. And I got all like, ha, ha,
so you laughed at him. That made him feel much better.
No, I hit it, but in my head I was giggling. And then he takes out a paper bag. He goes, put him in the bag. But again, mumbles, and I could barely understand him. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir, what? Could you say it a little louder? And he was like, oh, just put them in the bag. And I was like, all right, you're super weird. Here are your condoms.
Did he tip you?
No.
That would have been cool.
They were only $350,
but still. I think find that odd. that would happen. I mean, they're adults here, and this is not a cheap hotel. For those that don't know, it's pretty. It's like 4 out of 5 star.
I would, yeah, I think it's 4. Yeah.
When I know, like you said, Korn always stays there. Yeah. So like, your arena bands stay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's really cool looking. It's like before the Hard Rock Hotel, they would stay there.
Yeah.
Do you miss working there? I don't think you would.
No.
It was just a retail job.
It was pretty boring. I made a lot of money, though, because it was commission-based.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So those condoms, you're picking up like 30 cents a pack.
I didn't get money on the sundries. So no condoms, no cigarettes.
So all
things
the fun
that people
stuff.
Really bought. Yeah.
So like when somebody bought an iPod, you got some money.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did. Mitch Hedberg bought a coat for his wife or girlfriend or whatever. I made commission on that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had no idea you were... Did you do the suggestive sell and stuff, or...?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you really?
Great salesperson. Mm-hmm.
Are you being sarcastic? Because I can't tell.
No, I really was a very good salesperson.
I believe that you are, but like, you're like, I recommend this product wholeheartedly.
I wasn't crappy about it, but yeah. You know, I was honest about it.
But you obviously don't want to do that for a career.
No.
And that's why you're thinking about grad school. See, I brought it all around.
Yeah, it was good.
I know, I'm trying.
You should do this for a living.
I'm trying. Isn't it fun? You're talking to Mike.
This is so fun.
You're loosening up. You're doing well.
Thanks.
Well, the store, it's... Well, let's... Screw that. That's no longer interesting. Grad school. Grad school. You're thinking about going to grad school. What for?
So I have it kind of narrowed down to... So as an English major, obviously, have thought a lot about education. Mm-hmm. So high school English teacher, high school guidance counselor, or get a PhD in psychology.
So you'd want to be a psychologist or get the PhD and then retire?
No, I'd be a psychologist.
You'd want to be a psychologist. Mm-hmm. So you'd either want to... Why do you want to be a psychologist rather than a high school counselor or a high school English teacher?
I don't know. Just a different demographic. Be able to...
Well, not necessarily.
If I had a practice, I would probably do all ages. I think I'd probably want to do something with young women in an urban setting.
Okay.
Because it's very difficult, I think.
So you really like Dangerous Minds. And any Denzel Washington film with education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what you want to live.
That's exactly right. I actually want to be Michelle Pfeiffer.
You need a leather jacket.
Got
and
one
some
of those.
Attitude.
Nice.
You need some attitude. And a Coolio soundtrack. Why do you want to be a high school guidance counselor? I mean, one, you make a lot of money, and one, people think you're a piece of shit. I mean...
I wouldn't make money in that, I don't think.
No, that's my point.
Say? I wouldn't make
Psychologists...
Money.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
High school guidance counselor, no. You love cafeteria food. You
love
the smell of ammonia.
Food, yeah. I think if I taught or was a guidance counselor, I would do private school.
Why?
Because I went to a boarding school, and it was a great experience, and I'd like to... I think you can have a lot of... You have the opportunity to have... Maybe not, but in my experience, you have a really good opportunity to interact with the students on a greater... level.
Why is that?
At least in a boarding school setting, because you're around the students a lot more because they live there.
So it's like Hogwarts.
It's exactly like Hogwarts.
You wear robes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dude with a beard that no one found weird hanging out in his cabin.
Yeah.
Did you really enjoy boarding school?
Yeah, it was a blast.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, it was awesome.
When did you go? Like all high school? Or?
I transferred in the middle of my junior year of high school.
So a year and a half you were in boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
What state is this in?
Connecticut.
And that's where you're from. You're from the East Coast.
I am. It was 45 minutes from where I grew up, but I did live on campus.
So just far enough where it was completely new.
Exactly.
Interesting. So when you went to college, was it an easier transition?
Actually, no. All of my friends from boarding school were miserable their first year of college.
Why is that?
I'm not quite sure. I think that you just got very used to a particular type of environment, and then college environment is just nothing like that.
You transferred. To DePaul, right?
I did.
Okay, so you went from boarding school to where?
Assumption College in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Which sounds extremely small.
Yeah.
How
it was
big?
Like 20, I think when I was there undergraduate, it was like 2,200.
Okay,
like
so it's like a high
Catholic,
school.
Yeah, it was like a tiny Catholic college where everyone had gone to private Catholic schools.
Oh.
And they were just all idiots.
Actual idiots, or like they just didn't know what they wanted to do?
No, they just wanted to... like go crazy because they were at college now instead of their, you know.
It's kind of small to go crazy.
Yeah,
small Western Massachusetts.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was horrible. The first night, I remember hearing the. I actually lived in the substance-free housing there, which was on a hill,
Wait. So substance free is in no drugs, alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and we were up on a hill, and in the freshman dorms were right the normal quote unquote freshman dorms were below us, and we heard the ambulance come like four times
in one night.
The first night.
That is an awesome party.
Yeah.
They they looked out for each other. They called an ambulance.
It's true. It's
safety first. So you were there for what? 2 years?
A year,
and then you came to Chicago.
And then I took a year off.
You took a year off.
Yeah.
See?
Do you not know this about me?
I remember parts of this, but I don't know the entire timeline. And these people don't, and by these people, I mean I have no idea.
Nobody.
The three people. Your friend Kara, who's outside, who came with you to Chicago, has no idea about any of this. She's learning through a wall.
That's true. Although she's probably sleeping.
That's the goal.
Yeah, I took a year off. I lived in Vermont.
Okay.
And worked in a jewelry and gift store.
Why Vermont? Who'd you live with?
Why not Vermont?
Give me one reason for Vermont.
My parents had a house
Thank
there.
Thank you. Okay, that's exactly why Vermont.
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay, so then after that...
And then the owner of that store was from Chicago, and she was like, hey, check out DePaul. And I was like, all right.
That's a school.
So I did it, and I liked it, and...
Are you glad you took a year off?
Yeah, I was not ready to go to college.
Why?
I don't know. I just wasn't.
Do you think it had anything to do with the boarding school situation or from the first year of college or what?
My first year of college sucked so much.
I was
just really unhappy. And I just needed time to myself to kind of figure myself out. It sounds super cheesy and, Lifetime original movie.
It's hard to hear.
It's true.
You're the first person that's ever said something like that to me, and I know that they were not high for the duration of that time.
I was not high.
You've never gotten high.
I have never gotten high.
Yet you liked ska music growing up.
Yes.
You love happy white people music with Jamaican undertones, and you've never gotten high.
It's true.
Why did you like ska music? You don't have a reason for this, do you?
I like the beats a lot. Okay. I've always liked horns, and it's got both.
That's totally true. And they have dancing.
To my defense, I listened to more of the first wave, second wave, mm-hmm. rootsy stuff. I never really got into the third wave ska punk.
Okay.
Crap.
Yeah, that's just total crap.
It's just.
What are you talking about?
I just never liked it.
What about the Boss Tones? They're second wave. Or third wave?
They're third wave.
But you have a Mighty Mighty Boss Tones bag that you wanted me to use last time I visited you.
It is my ex-boyfriend's bag, and I like the shape of it.
Okay.
It's not because it says
Mighty
Mighty Boss
really
Tones on
really easy
it.
To cover a patch.
Well, I don't use it that often.
Okay,
and I wanted you to use it because you have this huge, gigantic...
Backpack. That doesn't have a ska band on it.
I just thought you'd be more comfortable.
I am not about comfort. Yeah, that's what I need to do.
Wouldn't use it because it had a Mighty Mighty Boss Tones thing.
I was justified in
it's
that.
It's a record bag, so it's big and it's a good shape.
Yeah, for Mighty Mighty Boss Tones records, which are fine if you like that stuff. I'm not keen to it. When did you stop listening to that stuff?
I still listen to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't listen to, I'd say mainstream indie or mainstream hip hop or. What you would hear, I don't know, on college radio.
I didn't listen to the radio at all.
Well, college radio, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You didn't listen to young, quote unquote, young hip music for a long time.
No, not
But now you do.
Recently.
The last time I visited you, you bought I think the TV on the radio or something like that.
Kings
of
Leon, and you made fun of me. Thank you.
They're awful. But the point being is now I haven't seen a new ska or CD in your collection in a very long time.
Yeah. The genre isn't really what it was when I was listening to it. I got into it because my older brother listened to it.
Okay.
And so it was kind of the sort of heyday of the music, I think. It's actually kind of coming back a little bit, but I'm not as invested in it now as I was before. But I'll still go buy the new Slackers record. If Pie Tasters put out another record, I'll go get it.
But do you only listen to it? Do you actually like it?
Or yeah.
Is it just nostalgia stuff?
No, I like it. I recently rebought one of the first Slackers records on iTunes that my copy is super scratched, and I listened to it at work, and I was in a great mood all day long.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like your drug of choice.
Exactly. Ska music.
I think booze is better.
Well,
it might harm
more
people.
That's why you work at a bar.
That is why I work at a bar, because it's fun. You worked at a hotel. You no longer work in a bar, because you never did. I'm looking at my notes. You are buying a condo. You are a real adult.
Yeah, it's scary.
You're buying a condo in Long Island City.
I think it's actually kind of technically bought.
It is. Wow, you're done. Well, you're not done done.
Well, I haven't gotten a mortgage, but we put the 10% down.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Is it a one bedroom?
Scary. Yeah, it's 666 square feet.
So that's not, for those of you that don't know, take out a ruler. It's not
really
big.
It's very small.
It's like the size of a studio apartment.
Like no, a it's a little bit bigger. It's a little bit bigger.
Okay, your current place isn't that big. But no. The same size as my place, actually.
It's definitely smaller than your place.
We have an extra room, but your living room, I think, is actually bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have, like, a kitchen. We just have a galley kitchen.
That's true. Okay, so the point being is you pay a lot of money in New York for property.
Yeah.
And you don't get a lot.
Right, and this is even less expensive because this isn't Manhattan. It's Long Island City, which is actually Queens. Kind of tricky.
Yeah.
But it's Queens.
But it's the first stop outside. And
on the 7 train.
Yeah, and you took me to this place that I had never been,
Community?
This community that I had never even known about, and it looks really new, and like I was completely shocked that there could be a new community.
Yeah, it was
from a
city
that old.
It was all industrial space. Mm-hmm. And now they're just kind of coming in and cleaning it up and
getting
rid of it.
It's pretty, too, and clean.
Yeah, it's right on the river. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and you took me to the place that they shot multiple scenes from Baby Mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I recognized
it. Yeah.
That movie wasn't as funny as it should have been.
No, it was a bummer.
Well, John Hodgman was good in it.
Who was he?
But the first guy she goes to get artificially inseminated.
Oh, yeah, he was good. I liked Greg Kinnear. I always liked Greg Kinnear. Actually,
really?
It was his character who
owned the shop. But it's a Jew shop, but it's actually a tea shop, blah, 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 blah. But overall, I mean, I'm completely different segue here. You seem to like New York more or less. More.
I like it more. I mean, I've moved a lot, and I always am not into the place when I first moved there.
Really?
So I hated Vermont when I first moved to Vermont. I liked boarding school right away, pretty much. I did not like Chicago when I first moved here.
That.
I was miserable when I first moved to New York. So, you know, I'm not so good with change, despite the fact that I've moved so many times.
So your ideal situation is in a dorm, really?
Yeah.
Is that why you want to be a high school guidance counselor?
No, I want to be a high school guidance counselor because I think that that's a very tumultuous age.
At
least I know it was for me.
Did your guidance counselor have a large impact on your life?
I didn't have a guidance counselor.
And you think that you can be that change in someone's life?
Yeah, because you think about the really awesome teachers that you had. At least, so in my boarding school, there was this guy named Mr. Hill. And he was super cool. And he was probably the age we are now, which is scary. And he, you know, he listened to, you know, sort of alternative music, and he took kids to record shops, but he was also like, it was like weekend trips. That's what you do at boarding school. You go on weekend
trips. With your teachers to record stores.
Yeah, well, with him, yes, but
this sounds like a date.
At least at my school, teachers were required to once a month chaperone a weekend trip or an on-campus activity.
Who picked where the trip was?
The students would kind of vote where they wanted to go. So we'd do mall trips in like a public school bus and we'd go to the mall in a school bus or the movies.
Tell me you guys use short buses.
No. Real long, normal buses.
I just imagine the debauchery on these buses.
There's a lot of debauchery at boarding school.
Just like nonstop finger banging and people getting high. And what? It's high school. They can't be fucking. I mean, it's boarding school. I mean.
Yeah, they're doing that at boarding school.
They're fucking on the bus?
Well, not on the bus, but all over campus. Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah.
And now you're hanging out with a guy that's like 10 years old. That's creepy.
I'm not saying. No. You're confusing two different situations.
I think you're confusing it.
Anyway, part of the reason why I wanted to do a guidance counselor is I don't know if I would be a great teacher, and so I would like to be a part of that world in some way and help kids.
You want to, but if you were a high school teacher, you'd still want to be in a boarding school, or would you want to work in the public school system?
I don't know if I could do public school system.
Why do you say that?
I don't have enough belief in my
your
self,
abilities,
I suppose.
You need a gun or something. You don't got to fire it, but just like feel it and like have it on
like
you.
Like T.I.
You need an arsenal of power behind you to teach motherfuckers English.
Particularly a machine gun.
Yes.
If possible.
T.I. For those of you that don't know, T.I. is going to jail. He's got the number one record in the country right now because he bought an arsenal of guns from an undercover cop in the Walmart parking lot in Hotlanta. Was it Hotlanta?
It was
Hotlanta. Where your parents live now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss them?
My parents?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you think it was? Do you miss them less because you went to boarding school, so you kind of had that separation?
I have not lived at home with my parents since I was 16.
Yeah, exactly.
So probably.
That's cool. You see your dad how often? Once a month? Once every 2 months?
Once every couple months.
It seems like every time I visit, you see your dad at that time. You notice
He's
that?
Been traveling to New York a lot more recently for work.
That's cool. Yeah. And then you talk to your mom, like, what, twice a week?
Two, three, four times a week,
That's so healthy and odd to me. I don't like this.
Maybe just odd. I don't know.
Maybe healthy. It is just done?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's healthy. I mean, that's a good relationship, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we talk for an hour every time. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, my brother and sister live there, too, so she'll
in
call
Atlanta.
And, yeah,
but
she'll
not
call
in
me.
The house. They are successful people. Yes. Let's make that very clear.
Yes, it is true. They all have their own houses.
They all have their own houses.
So if there's
something
going on with the family, she'll call and tell me that.
That's
or she'll
cool.
call just check in on me. So.
And what do your parents think about you going to grad school? Do they know about this?
Or? That I'm taking the class? Yeah.
Yeah. What do they think?
I'm not quite sure we've actually talked about it.
Do they know what you want to one of those three things?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. What does that mean?
You should make a phone call. Maybe you should stop calling.
I think I'd probably talk to my mom about it. My mom is a social worker.
Oh, that's
trade.
Cool.
Yeah. So I thought for a while about getting an MSW, which is Master's Social Work, and just being a therapist in that capacity.
Yes.
You're not a doctor, but you can be a therapist.
That's really good.
So that's another thing I'm thinking about.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck. Let me know if I can help. I have really great connections in all of these worlds.
I feel like we're never going to talk again after this conversation.
And now I'm going to put a shotgun in my mouth. Goodbye.
Oh, wow.
No, but this is recorded for posterity's sake.
No, I know. It's just
so
funny.
We can talk about it. I'm going to steal it from T.I.
Well, hopefully,
see, it's putting it around again.
Well, hopefully 5 years from now, you'll be living in New York City going to the new school or
no,
having graduated from
hopefully,
the new school graduate program.
Hopefully I graduate from Columbia at this point. I got that job interview.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah. Funny. Let's get
I have to
jobs.
Be honest, I'm kind of hoping you'll go to the new school.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The new school, for those that don't know, watch Project One Way. Yeah. I said One Way.
One Way.
One Way.
Runway.
Project Runway with the fabulous Tim Gunn and some lady. But Tim
yeah,
Gunn is
great.
They're
moving to LA, though, that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I heard that. Anyways, the school, the college is the Parsons.
Parsons.
That's the new school.
And they have a graduate writing program that Brandon should definitely apply to.
I disagree completely.
Oh, come on.
I'll stay at the bar forever. I'm going down with the ship. I got to let it sink.
Why, is it going down?
No.
Oh.
I hope not. If it is, it's news to me. The good thing about working in a bar is if the economy completely it collapses on itself.
People are depressed, so they go and drink.
There you go. Win.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So Dan and Jan are dating.
Yeah.
Is there any awkward moments with them?
Dan and Jan no longer work together on the same shifts.
Is there a reason for that, or is that just kind of the way it is?
Dan and Jan have been working there so long they could each handle their own nights. So, like, you were there last night, actually, for the third time ever. And you don't drink, so thank you for coming.
No problem.
But we had it under control the whole time. Like, there was no
free
one waiting.
Diet Cokes?
Free Diet Cokes.
Totally fine
I comped
with me.
You. Don't tell anybody. See, you're telling everybody.
Sorry.
I comped you $2 with a Diet Coke. That came out of my tips, though. So keep that in mind.
Oh, I should have tipped you. Oh,
I'm
a
lying.
Bad friend.
No, you're a wonderful friend. Amy, thank you for coming here
no
to
problem.
Chicago to visit. Thank you for letting me sleep on your floor multiple times.
Thanks for letting me sleep on your couch.
Twice. Two nights total.
Two nights total.
I probably have like 30. Probably.
Well, and all those times you stayed in my apartment when I was out of town, too.
Well, that's different because I was doing work for you technically.
Did
I was cat sitting.
You sleep in my bed those times?
Yeah, sometimes. Huh. A lot of times I just actually passed out.
On the tiny couch.
On the tiny couch. That's the night I made the chicken, and I apologize for that. And
it's my favorite.
Thank you. See, no one knows what that is, and I don't want to explain
Everybody
it.
Everybody
so.
Read Brandon's
No. That's just, I'm going to cut all this out. thank you for coming over. Visit Chicago more. I'd love to have you. Bring your friend, Kara. She was wonderful, too. You're smart, intelligent ladies. Good luck with grad school.
Thanks, Brandon.
Hopefully, I will see you before, I'll probably see you around Christmas, maybe.
Ooh.
Well, your beau lives here. Is from here.
Yes.
So, yeah. I know he doesn't live here. And if you don't know what beau means, you're really dumb. All right. So we are going to close the show with Daniel Knox. Even though it's not Amy's cup of tea, it is my favorite singer-songwriter from Chicago.
I said I had to listen to it again.
Well, you should. So I'm going to close it out with this. So when you listen to this, here's some Daniel Knox. Thank you for listening. It's you, me, them, everybody. I forgot the question.
Okay.
So this is from the Kids Book of Questions from Gregory Stock, PhD. You need to pick a number between 1 and 260. 167. Question 167. If a rich kid wanted to buy your parents, how much would you ask for them? Assuming you were willing to sell.
That's a weird question.
Would you trade your parents with any of your friends?
No.
No what? Would you sell them?
I would not sell my parents, nor would I trade them.
That's not a fun answer, but thank you.
Well, I'm sorry.
Just because you have a loving relationship with your parents. Well, that's wonderful. I think your parents would be proud of you. You should ask them if they'd sell you or trade you for one of your friends. Because I think they would, because they would kind of want to party.
No, my parents don't drink either.
Well, I didn't say drink. Why you gotta drink to party?
Just
want to hang out. All right. Be friends.
Well, so what you're saying, I'm boring.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you could trade them and still hang out with them. You just don't have to be related to them anymore.
I don't really know my friends' parents anymore.
Well, you need to meet them.
I guess so.
For these important kids' book of questions we have. Thank you, Amy.
Disaster, explosion dripping through the paint and plaster. Disaster, 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 disaster. Tragedy, tragedy, a vacant lot where your whole childhood used to.